numbers. Tov Lamed Vav. But sometimes on a cloth there is a thread which is very thin, which in his words, Nistabech V'nispatel Babeget. Some of you may remember what Svach is. It's Nechaz Basvach Bekarnov by the Akedo. Or now Tule Elokim Niftalti, Rashi comments, just twist it around. And you can, he says you can figure out that it's only a thread by looking in a magnifying glass. Sometimes a magnifying glass won't do the trick. You have to look at something which is more powerful, even a microscope, which we've done in the past here at our yeshiva, looking at microscopes in various laboratories to determine that in fact something is a thread. Whoever just sat down, I can't see who you are. Why don't you come to the middle? Next to Avi, someone just sat down.
Ike.
No? On your left?
Yeah.
No? Oh, Ike. I can't see you.
Okay.
Move it a little bit. What if I move the... All right. Whatever. I'll keep going. Oh. Now I see you right in the middle. Someone else just... Anyone by the walls, I can't see. I see the clock in the middle. I see Avi on one side, Yitzchak on the other side. Whoever else... Oh, Moshe, I don't see you either. Okay. If you want to come in to be seen. Otherwise, you're a roa ve'ena nira. It's like Bechidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's roa ve'ena nira. That's also good. Okay, fine. Let's go on. Sometimes he writes in page Tuf Mem, something is red, and as soon as you scratch it, it falls off. Very often, this indicates it's not blood, it's a piece of dirt. This is quoted from the Sefer Tshuvas van Hogos, Rav Sternbuch, where he writes this, and he quotes in footnote 333 from Rav Yonason Steif. Rav Yonason Steif was the dayan of the Vienna community in Brooklyn and Williamsburg, a very big Talmud Chacham. And he says, if you take a little needle and you pick it off, and there's nothing left, nothing red is left, most of the time it means that it's okay. Ruban Tahorin, Vakol Tole Biros Eine Hamore. That's quite a chiddush. That if you take off with a pin, a machat, and nothing is left, no stain is left on the garment, it's very possible this means that it was never blood in the first place. Because blood would typically leave a stain. Now, anything which is liquid leaves a stain, as a rule. We then discussed what we spoke about once before, and he quotes something fascinating from Rav Avadya. Rav Avadya is bothered about how do you see a mara at night. Now, of course, we saw the Gemara that Ein Ro'a Balayla, we explained that that doesn't apply anymore, because we no longer have the five kinds of dam. We answer all kinds of dhamma, no matter what it looks like. So he quotes Rav Avadya, who's worried about the lighting, as I told you before. And I read you his words. Noras fluorescent, goremes shemara hakesem lohiya nira lovanyoser imareyu amiti. If you use a fluorescent bulb, it can be lighter than it really is. And it can really be red. If you look at a fluorescent, it looks whitish. So that's no good. On the other hand, incandescent, osa samara odom yoser, makes it even more red. So how do you do? What do you do? You should wait till the day if you can. If you can't, he says you should do as follows. He says, take a fluorescent and incandescent next to each other. V'yira hakesem b'layla la'orom, plural. How do you like that? That's a hard thing to do, but it's Rav Avadya Pasuk on page Shin Tes Vov. Interesting psak from Rav Avadya. I thought it would be, if you want to hear about this psak, it's hard to know what do you do in that case. If you don't know, it better wait till the day, unless it's Leil Tefillah. You can't wait till the day. And then he quotes something very interesting. If you don't know, page Tuf Mem Hey, Tuf Mem Gimel. If you don't know, Tuf Mem Hey, ask somebody else. You gotta love the page number. Tuf Mem Hey, Tate to you. You don't know the answer. You're not sure. Is it red? Is it not red? This happens many times. Ask somebody else. Right? Either you send the person to somebody else, or you take them out, you ask somebody else. Thank God in our yeshiva, there are many rabbanim talmidei chachamim. And some of you may have noticed all the time, this happens all the time. But, I'll show a mara to someone else show a mara to me. Tshuva berov yoetz. Shouldn't say you know everything. Because you know, these are often such delicate judgment calls. It's so hard to know exactly where it falls on the spectrum. It's so hard to know. Then he quotes from the Sefer, Nidde Gavriel, which I will have in front of me. I'll quote this too. Nidde Gavriel. It's Perek Kuf Yutes, Halacha Yutches, something very interesting. Tzorach Lamora Hora, Shabala Fanam She'ela She'ona Beloshin Borur, Tor or Enotor, Loyane Beloshin Shal Nidme. Don't say I think. I still remember the years ago, Rav Shech the Shalita, whenever they asked him a question, he would always say, I think it's Usr, I think it's Mutter. And the Balabatim and Broyers would say, what is this rabbi? What's wrong with this rabbi? Everybody says, I think. But what's it in? You don't understand. Rabbi Shechna thinks, he means he knows Kol HaTorah Kula. That's what he thinks. But they're used to someone saying, Oster, Mutter, don't tell me what you think. That's a certain mentality. And in that kind of a mentality, you have to answer him that way. You can't help it. Then he quotes over here from Rabbi Vosner, in the footnote, Kol HaTzadim Shalach Royu Bein Olu Bein Atzmo. It seems to me that this is true when the Sholem are Amaratza. When the Sholem don't understand, they have no understanding of halacha and how the system works. You got to tell them one word, Asr Mutter, just no reasoning. But with the Talmidei Chachamim, Yeshiva boys, who understand the halachic system, it seems to me, not only is it Mutter to tell them the various Tzadim, it's probably prefer to tell them the stud. They should understand what that psak is based upon. Since most of my clientele are not Amaratzim, we hope that they're in the status of Talmidei Chachamim. So I try to do it that way. Once in a while, someone doesn't know anything, and I'm Amaratz, gotta tell them, Asr Mutter, finish. Especially some of the OCD women, and they come at you and they show. Mutter, 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 you can't express any hesitation, they'll go ballistic. So that's true in that population. But for yeshiva boys like those in the audience, those that I see, those that I don't see, but they're all Talmidei Chachamim, so if you have a shayla, I mean, declare, maybe it should be awesome, maybe it should be mutter, maybe this chum or that kula, that's, I think, appropriate for this kind of an audience. That's the first part of today's shiur. Now we open the Gemara. This is we're now starting the new Maariv HaKomos. Don, everyone has a Maariv HaKomos, right? Don, they emailed everyone. Yeah, correct?
Correct.
Good. So, there's a Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph. Let me get my Gemara. Let's open the Gemaras, please. Daf Chaf Aleph. Hamapelas Chaticha, beginning of a new parak. Im Yesh Imodam Tmeil, V'im Lav Torah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Benkach uBenkach, Tmeil. Hamapelas Kimin Klipo, Kimin Sora, Kimin Ofer, Kimin Yavchushin, Adumin, Tatil Lemayim, Im Nimochu, Tmeil, V'im Lav Torah. That's it, the first five lines of the Mishnah. That's all we're learning today. Okay, that's what it says. Now, let me explain to you that the word mapeles in this context does not mean the way the word is used today. Today, hapola means a miscarriage or an abortion. Doesn't mean that. It means anything which falls out is included in the word mapola. And this is pointed out explicitly by the Rashba on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. Don't confuse the word mapeles here with the colloquial expression of kind of a miscarriage or an abortion. Keep that in mind. Okay? So we see over here that Baruch Hu Tumeya Vimlav Tahora. To what does this refer? So the Ravid says, this is only true in this particular case. Kimin Klipa. So then we can assume a Klipa. What's a Klipa coming out? It's probably something, some strange phenomena. But, and I quote the Ravid verbatim, Aval Haroa Dam Yovesh, Afal P, Shiloni Moach, Tmeya Nido. This is the Ravid Shita. Where does it get it from? A Mefurash Gemara. Actually, it's really a Mishnah. A Mishnah. It's actually, you take a look on Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Nun Dalet Amud Beis in Masechta Nida. Something very interesting. Just like this parak begins, Hamapelas and Avchav Aleph of an Aleph. Nun Beis Amud Beis. Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Starts a new parak. Dama Nida Psara Meis Matamin Lachin. Umetam and Yevashin. So I'm a Furish and Mishnah. Furish and Mishnah. The Tamei Yavesh. Even if it's, what he calls, Eino Royal Ishros. As opposed to a Dover which is Metame Oli Lach. Right? That's the next Zov. They are Rogue, Sheris, Avelish, Rezer. Metame Lach and Vematam and Yavesh. There's a contrast in the Mishnah. On the Afnun Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, so you see clear that Dam is Metame Lach V'Yovesh, is Tame, even if it's Eino Royal Ishros. And how do you know? From the Gemara. Minani Mili, Omak Hiskel Afnun Dalet Amud Beis, Omakro, Vadova Minidosa, Madve Kamosa, Mahim Metama, Af Madve Metama, Ashkel Lach Yovesh Minayim, Omak Vitzel Omakro, Yeah, Baba Yoso Yehei. Ein Mahani Mili Bulach Vanasa Yovish. Yovish may Kora Minolan. The Sula, etc. Tana Mapelis, of course, our Mishnah. Minolan. So Yeah, Rebuyu. And he goes on. It's all the same Gemara, same kind of a thing. Let's turn out to this. Not everyone has the Ravid in front of you, but everyone has a Rosh. Please turn to the Rosh here in Perek Beis. Excuse me, Perek Gimel, Simon Gimel. I went over to the Rosh, please. We'll see together. Quotes of Sugas HaGemara. Bo amenei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hanina, and Rabbi Azza. Haroa Dam Yavesh Mal. Ki Yosef Zov Doma Amar Rachmana. The maid of Daiv, it's flowing. Lach in Yavishlo. O Dilmano, Haiki Yosef Zov Dama Dom Rachmana Urucha de Milsi. Loma Filu Yavish Nami. Shara de Gemara. Omle Tanina. Dama Nina of Sara Mason Taman Lach and Taman Yavish. Omle, not Lach Vanasi Yavish. Lomi Boyli. Kikami Boyli. Yavish Mako. Hanami Tanina. A fellow's given Klippo, given Sarah, given Offa, given Yavhushin. Adumin Tata Lamayim Im Nimochu Tmeya. Okay. In fact, the Gemara Ihochi Kilo Nimochu Nami Omarova Kilo Nimochu Beria Bifneatmi V'ena Mitoldo Sadam Alamachmas Hamacha Sheshu B'soch Meyeho. He quotes various proofs that could possibly exist. He quotes the Sugasa Gemara. Or it says, just skipping a little bit, Tatal Amayim, if you have my print, it's page Yudalad, column 2, line 4, Ibn Yimochu Tumeya, or Mishloch Hu Poshrim, certain specific way how to do it, lukewarm water. Tatal Amayim, Tatal Amayim of a Poshrim, Ashbag, Memachal Baroque, Alatziporim, by Benayim, Michael Edachaki Benayim, by Alochi Rabbonim. The Dalkim of Mishloch Seinu, Pascal, but I love the Bryce, fine. And it may the ace, you need mace the ace here too, take you. Says the Rosh, became in the Ivshita Abdina the Chumra, and the Mochabitok mace the ace, otherwise there's no din. And he quotes enough non vav, posturing, etc., mace the ace, etc. Good. tell us what it is. What's called poshri? So we'll skip now to page Tezvav in my print. Goes a whole reason about what's considered to be poshri. It's halfway down the column. Hamapelas, kimin klipos, kimin saras, kimin ofa, kimin yavchushin, adumim, tata lamayim poshrin, kol mi'ez li'ez, in the mochu t'meya, vim laf t'horam, darminon, kilo di mochu berilu, aval aroa dam yovesh, af al pish lo di moach, t'meya nida. As I read you before, with soda loma, o deshani rova, lo di mochu berif ne'atmi, the dafka ahani ashnuyim be'mishnah, Shiyotzim and Ishikim in Beria, Klippus, Saras, and Chushim, Chen Offer, Choshev Beria. Avol Bayan, if Shital Meho de Katoni, in the Mochu Tmea, Dama Yotze Yovesh Tame, Afal Gav, the local Arena Bay, Ki Yozuf. Now the Bahani Arena, the Tsuros, the Mochachas, the Hilo, the Mochu, the Beria Ninu, Kamo Shavu Rofen. Avol Dam Yovesh, Lotalina, the Beria, Afilo Nimoch Tmeya. This is the rhyme which I read to you before. From Zrachi Alevi Zalkosov, the Balamor, the Zrach, and the Hasogos, the Razot, and the Balan Nefesh. Vanioma, if you want to look it up, it's in Sharaprisha Simen Aleph Sif Yud Zain in our version. Vanioma, Dova do Achazi. It's all the same. Varaya the Dova, the Kamim, the Perakta, the Medina, the Dalamid base, as we saw. Ema Hani Mili, Lach, Vanasa Yovich. Yavesh Mekoro Minola. Vesu Horet Nana Mapelas Kimaklipa Vachuli Minola. Yea, Ribuyu Alma. Idi Vidi Chad Dina Islu. Umechad Kro Konavki. Vimloni Moach. Minayan Hainu Yodam Shigadam Mekoro. Halozehla Mapelas Kimin Offer Odo. Shimloni Moach. Adi Ome Beryu. Stop. So the Balamor rejects the Raivin. Says, no, you have no right to make these distinctions. It's all the same. It's all the same. This is the Balamor's taina against the Raivin. Oh. Now, interestingly, leave up Psichas Akeva for the moment. Lo Chashina, Dov HaKotten, Lo Psichas Akeva. We're not going to go into the Psichas Akeva. We spoke about it a long time ago. You rarely find this in all of Rosh. I wonder if you do a search. Barav Rav Shlomo Aderezal. Now you know the Rosh historically lived in Germany. That's where he grew up. So the Balei HaTosfos. And he had to run away when his Rebbe, the Marami Rutenberg, was taken captive. Marami Rutenberg was taken, as we know this in the story of Tisha B'Av. They have this famous story of Marami Rutenberg. He was put in jail because he ran away, of course, to try to escape to Italy, because the king wanted too much taxes to hurt the Jewish community, and some Meshumet recognized him and caught him and snitched on him. He was put in jail for life, and he refused to allow himself to be redeemed. The Mishnah Gittin, Ein Poden Es Hashur Yosef Michadei Demeyan, he died in prison. He didn't even want himself to be, his body to be redeemed, till some person, whether the Baram would have wanted or not, paid money to redeem the body and buried him on the condition that he would be buried next to him, which is true. He was buried next to the Marami Rutenberg. Anyway, the Rosh had to run away because he was next. But he successfully ran away to Spain, climbed over the Pyrenees. And he became, a Ben Ear of the Rashba. They were living in the same place. He's a straight Sephardi, and he's an Ashkenazi. But I don't know, I'm not an expert in the Rosh and Shas. Where else do you find that he quotes the Rashba in Shas? No Rabbi, say anyone else knows? Tomorrow let me know the answer. Where else in Shas the Rosh quotes the Rashba? Let's see. Harav Shlomo Aderezal, have you read it? There we are, Iverzal. But it's not in the Perek Dama Nida Hashem. Dama Nida, Sarah Mace, Vitam Alacha, Vitam and Yavashim. Vahi Yavashim, Mari, I feel the Bishi E, F, Shalishros, Vilachs of the Kamal Shahoya. Means it's dry. Why? The E, Be'ev Shalach of the Kamal Shoya, Afilu Zol, Vachol Hanit Tan the Kamon, the Ametam Innovation, Katon the Kamon, Shimichol Nishros, Vilach of the Kamal Shoyu, Vitamin. Wow, an interesting ride the Rashba brought. Umas Nisan the Damanida, Irenami, Sharos also be Yovish, Meikaro, Dit Malah, Yavish may come in Nolan. I'm Rabbi Itzel Yeh, Behavi Yossi, hey. Em hani mi nebo lach, menas Yavish, Yavish may come in Nolan. Tlom adam as nisin, stama katani. And for the Yavish may karo. The Yavala Yer Bruli hu, Koloma kol mashi yeh, Vafil Yavish may karo. Alva dam Yavish may karo. Tome. So the Rashi brings a raya to the Ravid. Adka. Says the Rosh about this raya. The Eini Maimin. If can experience of a shivazer of a loyal cholik benem, chilik benem, and ben dam nida, im loch and mastis and kebent, the kusa, chilosa, fish, and so forth, sugan the gemar later on. Ula Ravid, nicha, something is wrong over here with this print. What's Aleph? Almadad, oh, a razak kosav, the yavish may kora kilo nimoach, tohoro. It's the razor sense. Svezi rashbo, any maven, I don't understand. Says the Rosh. Now the Rosh is speaking with a small chesis. The ain nearly raya. Dimas nisin ayin b'yavish mekoro. Amay yitzchuch lasuye v'suha that nana apels to meklipo. Hayin lemas nisin dama nida metame yavish. Alevadi hochi perusha nesuga nachno dalem. Yavish mekoro minolam. V'chiteimo ein achinami the yavish mekoro tor. Umas nisin ayin b'lach v'nase yavish. That's what the Rosh is saying. Explain the machlokas atanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanan. It's a little tricky over here to explain what's going on over here. But pelas chaticha bechaticha shel dalad min edavim. Rabbi Yehuda saw a dalad shel hu shekarash for nasa chaticha. Veichi pligi Rabbanan alei etilu lemayim nimocha tumeh. The gam listed Rabbi Yehuda the shetilu lemayim kedatani gamim apelas kamin klipa. Alavad Rabbi Yehuda. I feel a little name of Tmez, the Raya's other Raya, the Rashba's Raya. Nearly then a Raya, and a Chinami. Rabbi Motzalak Shuye, hold the Rabbi Huda, hold the Rabbi Huda. And the Shasos, the Rabbi Mitocha Price, and the Nechlu, after Yeruka Levana. The Kitz and Imrits, the Raya's back and forth. Is it a good Raya? Is it not a good Raya? And I'm not here to decide who was right and who was wrong. It's hard to know. It's hard to know. If you take a look, though, we're not going into all these prot, you have to look at yourself to see what we just said quickly. But look at the Tosas Arush. That's on the Ma'am Makomas. Tosas Arush. Where's the Tosas Arush? That's fine again. It's on Chav Beis Amid Beis. I'm going to open up Chav Beis Amid Beis about halfway down. I'm going to see the Tosef Rosh Chanami Tanina in the Mochu Tmeya. Temo, Holav Yavish Meikaru. Tafilo Hanach Tetzana Kamam Perak Damnida Sheretz Unavela Matamel Lachav Lo Yavashin Tanosam. It's a very important Tosef Rosh. Tosef says the same thing really himself. I'm just showing you the Tosef Rosh because we just read the Rosh before. Take a look at Chav Beis and Beis. Toast the Ramaschil im the top Tosfos. Vim Toma Halo Mikri Yavish. Because it says later on, Metam Alachim Metam Yaveshim. Bechom Lishros Lachim Lachmos Shuhay Metamim. Kama Hasa. Look at the answers. Bechom Makom Poshit Shapir. Tloma Ki Yozuv Zov Doma. The Maid of Dayev. In other words, there's two issues over here. What's Halacha category? And what's the Metzius? Beit of Dayan requires that the Metzius, it should flow. Doesn't matter what it's halachically considered. It's not enough. It's halach. They consider it to be lach. Has to actually flow. Has to actually flow. That's the first day in Tosis. The second day is a different teretz. But the first day is a very important day. That's what the Tosis of Rosh is saying over here. It may have a din of lach. It's not ki yozuv zodorim b'metzius. B'metzius. That's very important. The second teretz is different. You know what I mean? Hosam ari b'lachem and esyamshu. Lachi afagad and esyamshu. Came in the whole laws of the Kamosha Yimitanim, yeah. I will hocha belachem in this Yamshu, lo kumi borle, elabiyovish me koro. Fafilu amoyocho lios dimoch the bemayim, maybe not. Maybe the Gemara is only saying that if it's lachem in this Yamshu, it goes back to being liquid, it's good, it's tummy, but otherwise not. So, Bekitsa Nimris, they're two different opinions. Now, the Rashba asks Kasha as Tosi Rosh. Look at the Gemara's Kasha. I hochi beloni moch inami. That why he's saying nimochu tumeim, lo nimochu. It's the top line, the very top words on the chavez and the base. Ihachi below nimochu nami. Right? Why he's saying nimochu tumeim, but lo nimochu should also be tumeim. Ask the Rashba, and what do you say if it's tar? It's even more shver. Why is it tumeim shenimochu? Why? It didn't come out Ayidei Ziva. So the Rashmi answers, Eino Chinami. You could have asked the Kasha on the Man de Omar Torah too. Because the Gemara is over here, again, the last two lines of Amin Aleph. What does it say? Hamapelas, again. Let's see the Gemara one more time, just to get to refresh our memories over here. Gemara is the father of Chavez Amin Aleph. Boy Mine. Dam Yavish Ma, Ki Yadav Zavdamar Rachmana, at the Maid of Dayevle, which called the one day Tosu Misa has to be factually flowing. Nothing to do with Halachli Lacha Yavish. Lachi Yavish Lo. O Dilma Hai Ki Yadav Zavdamar, Rucha de Milsi, O Mafili Yavish Nami. So what much brings a right from the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalit? Was no, that's Lach when Asa Yavish Lo Kami Barli. Yavish Mei Kara. Also we know, our Mishnah on Daf Chav, what does it say? What do you say? It's the top Rashi. The dam who alma afagav the chazisa yavashaya ka'afar, like dirt, it's still tame. Frank the Gemara, if that's the case, that yavash is tame, lo nimochu nami. Right? Lo nimochu should also be tame. That's the cash. Ihachi. Ihachi. Right? And he's answering the Shti by originally by which the Gemara asked, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chidim, Rabbi Loza, and saying, it's Tomei. And I have a Gemara's Akasha. Yachi Boloni Mochu Nami should be Tomei. And if he said it's Tor, it would be good. It would be worse. Why is it Tomei Sheni Mochu? Right? Didn't go out through Ziva. So the Rashi says, Eino Chinami. The Ritva says, no. If Nimochu, you see, it must have gone out wet. Because if it would not have, Nimochu would not have made it wet. That's the Ritva said, factual terms. And what did the Rosh answer? Let's take a look at the Rosh answers. The Rosh has the same question. Look under here, Tosas is a Rosh. Look inside. Hold on. One second, please. I'm finding it. It's like this. E armit bishnama di yavish me kara tar nichali taloni mochu tara. Abu Benimochu, listen to this now, reading the Tosa Rosh. Karina be Shapra ki Yosef, Keva the Maid of Doyavar de Shriya. This is reminiscent of our previous discussions. It has the Maid of Zayev, but could even make the Dayav later, not when it originally came out. Wow. Aliyah, but the Nimochu Choshev Yove Shmei Kara, Afilochu Tumeya, the little boy Maid of Dayev, and came to the Lo Nimochu Nami. So there are three different answers to the question. The Rashba says, Eino Chinami, you could have asked the Kasha. And the Ritva says it's a matter of the Metzias later on. If the Moch at the end, it mustn't come out in the Ziva. And the Rosh is enough that it's Mizav at the end. That's also pretty big Kiddush. Anyway, back to the Rashba. So the Rashba brought a Raya one more time from the Gemara and Daf Chaf Aleph from Aleph. Take a look. Chaf Aleph from Aleph. What's the second Raya? There's a machlok. They explain the machlokas between the Tanoim. The machlokas between Chaf Aleph from Aleph. Take a look. Right after the Mishnah. Or Rabbi Mashmu. Lo Timir Rabbi Yehuda. Ela bechaticha shel arbas mine domim. Right? That's what it says. Ava shosha mine domim tohoro. Oh. Second. Oh, a little bit further. So now the Gemara is suggesting that the machlok is the chaticha she'ein imadam. Ein imadam. So why is the tomei according to Rabbi Yehuda? Why? So Rashi explains. Shadam in Edamim, the Kasava Higu Fadam, the Gov Tumea Nido, Abav Lad Lohab. Okay, so that's what Rashi is saying. So therefore, it's Ana Royal Lishros, the last of the Kamosha Hoya. Because if it would be, even Kondre Rabbana would be Tumea. That's the Rashba's Raya. More than that, Rabbi Yehuda never mentioned Royal Lazar the Kamosha Hoya. So the Rosh knocked it out, and Echinami. We saw that. He could have asked Akasha. And therefore the Raya is no Raya. And therefore the Rosh thinks that really the Razor is right. He doesn't think that his esteemed neighbor, the Rashba, is correct in this case. That's the Rosh's maskana. I want to just give you for a minute what the Ra'or writes in Bedek Abayis. It's worth looking up if you have a chance. I know you don't have it in front of you necessarily. I'll read it to you. A few highlights. As usual, the Ra'or doesn't take any prisoners. This is in the Rashba's at the very beginning. It's page Beis Amid Beis. It's Bayez Zion Shar Aleph. Page Beis Amid Beis in the regular print that we have. Here we go. So there are all rights as follows. He quotes the Rashba. No. Look what he says. The Ra'or says, knocks this Raya out. Why? I'm reading the words that he says. V'din Zev, the Gemara, is B'dam Mu'at, Kein Soros V'Avchush Nuklipos. Avol Kol Shiyotza Mechlal Kach, V'Nasis Chaticha. Kemish in his Rabba Hadam v'nikrash v'nis kasher v'nas es chaticha shuv eino nimoach b'shriya. He's making a distinction between one kind of dam and the other. So dam muot yovish lo nimoach is tahora against the Raven, against the Rashba. So of course the Rashba is going to respond, come on Ra'or, where is this? The Rashba says he never heard such a thing. This is the Mishmeres HaBayis, right over here, also the same page. Beis Amid Beis, also called page 4. He says as follows. He makes a distinction between Bava Mu'at, Lo Bachaticha. Ve'elu Dvar B'Telim. Mikama Taimim. The Rav is Dvar B'Telim. Chod of the Kol Shata Omer Dadam Yomish Mei Karav HaPishen and Nimoch Damu. Lo Machaskin Lebeber Yavein Tirosim Lachakas Klal. What did you attack with Dam the Alma? Can I feel the Kiloni Moch, Miotzir Michal Dam? Mali Maruba, Mali Muat. He makes no distinction between Maruba and Muat. He never heard of it. And he says the word Chatir can mean even Ktana. There's no difference. He thinks that the Bedek Abayis is completely wrong. Now, of course, the Ra'or didn't stop here. On Daf Gimel and Aleph, he quotes the Gemara. But the Gemara says, Dam Yovesh Mahu. And they bring a raya from our palace, Kimin Chaticha. So you see that Klipa and Stam Dam Yovesh and Shovim against the Raivan, against the Rashba. And according to the Raivan and the Rashba, he has a Kasha by Klipos, Tatal Amayim, Im Nimochu Tumeya. Let's be afraid that Loni Moach Dam Yaveshu. And he'll tell me that Tzura's Klipa Ruben of Zeberia, Lomali Badika, and Ofer. Ofer has no Tzura. Afal Pikain, Loni Moach, it's not Dam. And therefore he thinks that the Rashba and the Ravid are incorrect. I'm kind of going to spend more, but I want to get to the Shulchan Aruch because time is short. If you have a Shulchan Aruch, please open up the Siman Kuf Pei Ches, Siv Dalet and Hey. See what it says. Kuf Pei Ches, Siv Dalet and Hey. Okay, let's read together Siv Dalet. Kol dam yotzei min ha'ish ben lach ben yovish tamei. Lo'ol, el afilu yotzei mimena ketsuras beria kimin klipos o kimin saras o kimin yavchushin adumim tveya. Vuhu, she'yu nimochim besoch meis li'eis adei she'shorim osim v'mayim poshrim yomayim poshrim kol meshach meis li'eis she'ei besocho v'shiachim ekwa v'mayim she'shovu v'kaitz me'anorah me'amayim also based on the Gemara. Omdu bebayis shachom abayis mechamamosu nuchachim amishol elu kachu shir poshim imos achorif. Ustam poshim ez rama ein amchamim yosim mechamim es harok. Fine. Kerem koshim kol kach sh'ina nimochim besoch mes es tohora afilu imeim nimochim ade mirch shememachan betziparnov shememachan betziparnov v'lo nimochu tohora. Oh, this is a break. We catch a break over here. This Shriya is very complicated. Nobody knows how to do this bisman as that. But the Ramo Ed, if Mimachan Mitzipar Vlonimochu Tahora, then it's Sarah Livdog, Ayade Shriya. Okay. That's what it says in the Machaba Kuf Peches Sif Dalid. We're not done yet. Amen Ramu Rabbishem Lonimochu Tahora. Bismat Shem Yuvashim Gemurim Shemimim Dam Klal Avalim Yesha Shum L'Chlu Of Dam Tameya. That's Poshut. That's Poshut. Now comes Sivov. A man Ramuri Mishatar B'Digav Rishriya B'Mapelas Kamin Kalipas Rishtaras Avachatichas Dam Afal Pisha Koshim and Nimoch Tameya. She just arrived in Arashmu. The Yeshomim Shagam Mazet Sarah B'Digav Rishriya Michaticha Ketana Kashir Shroferas. That's a question of but the second day, the Yesh Omer, if you look at the sign, tells you the Yesh Omer is. Yesh Omer is the Raza. Right? Raza and the Rosh and the Ra'ah. It could be Tosfos. If you look at the Beragola, Sivkot Chafal. So both days that we just saw are found in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Peches, Siv Vav. Okay? Fine. But the Ramah, which is fortunately the Ramah at the end of Siv Dalet, and Miachem Betziparnav Lonimocha Torah and Torah Gadol Ayin Shriya, because the Shriya is a very hard thing to do. Where is he getting it from? He gets the Rashba said so. The Rashba said so on page Gimel Amud Beis in the Torah of Bais. It's the very next page. And you don't need Shriya. That's very good. Now the relation of the Ramah, what should it be? Baroque, where is it? It should say, the two words are missing. V'michin baroque algabe tziparnov. Those two words are missing in your Ramah. If you look at the Chachma Sodom, you'll find it. If you have my fancy Shulchan Aruch, it seems the same one. Yes. Os Yud Gimel. Ein Chachma Sodom klal kuf yud alav siv dal. The Tzorach Loma. V'michin baroque algabe tziparnov. That's what the Rashba says in the Torah of Bais, with the Magen Mishnah quotes the Rashba. So the Ramah as we have it is misleading, missing a word. And the Vilna Gaon, in Sivkot Yutes, Afilu the Rashbag, it's good, the Koshke and the Tanakam. So that's what can be done. Now, Rav Vosner in Shira Shem Alevi says, we don't do Shriya. We can't keep poshim for 24 hours. We can't do it. But the Pisrei Das, Rabbi Morgenstern Sefer, said that Rabbi Yosef would actually do it. He would do a memach, but instead of taking the whatever was on the mara, on the A, and moving it onto a fingernail, Tziporin, he would do the miach on the A itself. Because Tziporin is Lav Dafka. It's Lav Dafka. So, Lo Nimochu is Torah. How do you define Nimochu? Again, I'll give you the page numbers. It's Ayin Beis, Ayin Gimel, and Sefer Pisrei Das. He said that Nimoch means Shetzovea Hamayim Oha Eid. That it makes whatever you put on it, the roke, becomes colored. Some say Shenasa Rach Kedona, like it becomes soft like wax. And some say the Binas Adam becomes tzol, becomes literally a liquid. And he says Rabbi Yashiv was machmir, even if it never became an absolute liquid, as long as it became softer or became spread out, nimrach. Oh. So Rabosai, let's see one more thing to understand. When you see these hard dots, what are we talking about over here? Are we talking about a shadow of the Raisa or the Rabbana? So that's very, very relevant, these kinds of subjective cases. Please go open to the Sidrei Tara, Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, Sivkot and Beis. Please look at this Kuf Pei Gimel, Sivkot and Beis, and Sidrei Tara. Kuf Pei Gimel, Sivkot and Beis. Whoa. This is long. Let's see, we once found this before. He talks about, one second. He's discussing what's a daraisa and what's a derabana. Here it is. It's towards the beginning of Sivkot and Beis, paragraph number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He quotes Shav Yaakov. When he says Cheskas Dam Shavah Baragosha, Dafkak she roa kederach rias shayin osha. Mashenkin b'mzamotes kartin, these little dots. She'ein mi derach noshim niros kain, yotza migeder a rov, Florina Maria called Cheskas Dam Bechuli. I ain't Shavanachonu. Benachonu. This is very important. So it's not considered to be a Shaila of a Doraisa. It's not Derek Riyos, etc. And if it's a Tipas Dam Kechardel, which is a very small amount, so once again, in that kind of a case, we also say it's not a Shaila of a Doraisa. He quotes this from the Shut Habach Hachadoshes similar Vav. Kodo, we said, of course, a tipa chodshit is daraisa, that's derech riyasa. But stamazai, one little dot, would not be. My nafkamina, it got lost, listen carefully, before they had a chance to do the miyuch. Says the chokhmas adam, klal kuf yirav sivzayin, yesh lahokel, kshei yev shalivdok, because the sveka derabon on the kula. And if it's very, very small, it's impossible to do miyuch, we can also be mekel. But Hefsik Tara and Gilu Rishonim, and maybe even the Shivan Akim, he was more machmir. But as the Pisrei Das writes, in this respect, black is more lenient than red. Black is more likely to be dirt. More likely to be dirt. What if it's a question, is it a thread or is it carton? And if it's carton, maybe it would not be Nimoach, and it got lost. A Sfek Sveka. This is the psak of Rav Morgenstern, a Sfek Sveka. What about a Sufek Me'alma? Maybe it's dirt. and you took it away, and there's no stain left whatsoever, someone be mach, be makel. We mentioned before, a tremendous kula. If you take a machat, and you go underneath, and there's nothing left on the cloth, we can be makel. That's a tremendous chiddush. But especially if it's black. When I was much younger, so we had a wonderful Rebbe and Hashiv, Rav David Lifshitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Rav David Lifshitz told us that if you take your fingernail and you scratch off the mara, like this, flick it off, and there's nothing left, there's room to be makel. We said it before, even when it came to red, how much more so when it's black, that there's much more room to be lenient in the shayla. So these are some of the background. I didn't want to just give you that psak in 1 second, based on Rav David Lifshitz. I wanted to give you the whole background in Shas and Rishonim and Poskim to see that it's all based on these considerations of the right to be made. Now, in the remaining time, only another 10 minutes, I want to start the real sugya that I wanted to learn to say today, which we'll discuss tomorrow. Tomorrow I intend to be there in person. Mr. Hashem, she is regular time. That's a new sugya of Tevahu Ali Nasi, a very, very important sugya, which is very important halacha l'maisa. Samach Vav Amad Aleph, gentlemen. Let's take a look. Samach Vav Amad Aleph, the last six lines. Amar Rava, Tevahu Ali Nasi v'nispaisa Tzvicha Shetashiv Shivin Akin. Why, says Rashi, Tzvicha Leishav Shivin Akin. This is the famous Dam Chimud. This is the source. Gemara Rashi, this is the source for this din. This is the source for the din. Naimad Gemara tells us a story. Ravina, Iasik Le Libre, and the different Girsos, we'll discuss tomorrow the different Girsos, but for the moment, let's read the Gemara we have printed in front of us. Ravina, Iasik Le Libre, Bei Rav Chanina. To marry Rav Chanina's daughter. Omale Sobale Mar Lemichta Ksuba Larboyo. You want to write the Ksuba in 4 days? Some of the Girsa on the side. Liyom Arbo. What's the difference between Arboyom and Yom Arbo? Arboyom means in 4 days from now. What does Yom Arbo mean? You know what it means? Wednesday. Yabalan Ksubas? Psulanis is Yom Ravi. That's what this is, a very significant change in this Girsa. Does it mean in 4 days from now? Does it mean Wednesday? Amalei in said yes. Kimata li arbo, when 4 days came, notar ad arbo achrina. This can be one of two things. He waited 4 more days, 4 plus 4 is 8. Or he waited a whole more week to Wednesday, the next Wednesday. Follow me? It can be another 7 days. So it was 7 days after that day. If it's from one Wednesday to the other, we understand very well. The Girsa Yom Arbo, 7 more days. If you have the original Girsa, which we have, the Yom Arbo, he waited 4 plus 4 equals 8. 8 is more than 7. Omele my high, why'd you wait an extra long time? Omele lo sova lo mar lo ha de rova nama rova tfuli nasa vitspaisa zvichalim shem in akim. Omele Ema the Yomar Rava Migdola, the Kachazi Dama. Ava Bittana, the Kachazi Dama, Miyomar. She apparently the daughter was before she ever had Damir, she was a Ktana. Only the Fair Shema Rava. Losh Nagdola, Losh Nagtana. Gdola by Tana, Mishud the Mechamda, Dam Chimud. Tana, Nami Mechamda. This is the famous source for Dam Chimud, applied even to a Ktana, who has not appeared yet. Rashi says, Yaakov Zayin Yami. Buster Yomash and Espaisa Linase. So you wait 7 days from the day that she agreed to marry this fellow. This is the famous din of Shiva and the Kiyat, which, by the way, the post say precedes Chumad Rav Zera. Before Rav Zera said that Benoah Sudach Miratzman, this comes even before that. Let's just turn to the Rush and see in Simon Perigut Simon Dalit what he says. Now, Bosa will just another few minutes. Tomorrow we'll try to see how this thing plays out. La'alach. Perek Yud and Rosh Simen Dalet. Quotes the Gemara. Fine. Says, Tricholeshim Shivin Akiyim Chutz Min Yom HaTviyah. After the day that they agreed to get married. V'yeshim HaGadolim Shekosvu She'ena tzricha lo hefzik tarev lo b'dika klal b'mei ha'sfira lo b'tchilasa v'lo b'sofa and the kol shim tina zayin aki and basar ha'tviya harayhi tovela sutora she'rezu l'aroas ha'klum and the chashash shriya b'yalma v'luhuchs l'mayon ha'pasuach la tzricha b'dika. You know what's going on? Yesh v'nagdolim, some say that there's no need for anything. You're 7 days that she didn't see anything. Not even one bedikas nasi. Zero. V'sada was the Rami uvda de Ravina. The Yasik libray be'rav chaviva. Here's the chaviva. Amal liyom ploni nechla ksuba. V'yakim shiva yomi basa hu yoma. V'yasa v'yom alei my time alav marochi. Only then, on the day of the wedding, he said, "My time of the Obed Marochi." That day, Rav Chaviva lo tziva livdokas bito ki yosora the rabba lo oma ele begdola. Ava bito shosek tara lo yisot tzvich lesh shiv nekim. Ava became kinso. Interesting, right? No, she thought obviously that she's underage. No need for bedikas. They didn't do the bedikas. Then he got married that same day. Says the Rosh, ain't a riot cloud. Why? The Imkain, I feel the Yeshiva Zion ain't con cloud. Mato Ellis, Yeshbam Tonas, Shiva Yamim. Kevin Rav Chaviva, Sova de Bektan, Lachashina Lechima. He says, look, if they didn't do any Bedikas, what'd you gain by waiting 7 days? You didn't even know that they counted for 7 days. Someone understood this Rosh to mean like the Me'il Tzedakah. The Me'il Tzedakah said that you have to know, you have to have in mind to keep 7 clean days. Not enough that the days were clean in point of fact. You have to know that it's counting for 7. And you don't have it. The Sivrei Torah suggests that's shot in the Rosh. The Rosh is slugging up the Rashba, who says you don't need any bedikas whatsoever. It says, yeah, but it's useless, it's worthless. It's not Shiva Nakim at all. Because of the Mil Tzedakah. That's how you understood the Kasha. So it could be that the Rashba denies the Mil Tzedakah. In any event, so the Rosh has a different Girsa. Elohi Garsi, the Sifrei Ashkenaz. Omolei Lichtov Ksuba, Omolei Linter Mar Ar Arba Achrina. Wait 4 more days. Omolei Amai, Omolei Lo Sova Lo Mar Lo Ha De Rova Tvuhua Linose Vodio Shein Chilik Mektana Lindolam. The Oz Hifrish Bito, from then on, Kol Shiva Kodam Achupa. From then on, they counted 7 additional days. Why is it found? Look at Matadad of Tzadi. Hagamara lo chosh tefrushe, can cause the Iran. Wow. Yes, me, it's Iker Chosim and Asefer. It's Iker Chosim and Asefer. That sounds to me, but that's what it says. Interesting. The Ravid held like the Rashba, and Ahu Yoma was the Yom of the Tviya. The Ravid says an in-between Shita. What's the in-between Shita? In-between Shita is you check that day. That day counted as day 7 of Shiva Nakiyim. All you need is Shvi Afa Pishay Rishon. And what about Hefsek Tara? You don't need Hefsek Tara. So the Rabbi makes a pshara over here. The Rabbi's pshara is that you don't need a Hefsek Tara, but you do need Shiva Nakiyim. You do. That's the Rabbi's pshara. What's the Rabbi's pshara based upon? Has to be a logic to the Rabbi's pshara. You didn't make it up out of nowhere. The answer is very simple. It's a very, very important nakuda. We'll discuss it at great length tomorrow, please. Now, you have to have. Oh, take a look over here, in the Rosh. Second line of page, Nunches. Yesh min ha-gadolim she-kosel she-enet shvicha hefzik tara, ha-ba-bedika kol shiva tzricha. U-le-datam ani maskim. T'chashinim b'chol yom she-metira. This is a chidish nifl of the Rosh. Watch this, a chumra. The yoser she-krovo l'zman ha-chupa, yoser libo homo u-mishtao. V'todar chashinim she-memach maschim metira. V'chay hiske rama b'dvarav v'zayin ha-kiyim. Lo machos kumad Rabbi Zera. I feel the kumad shenagel kumad Rabbi Zera. The may rabba lo pash to kumad Rabbi. We spoke a long time ago. B'chol mokom. Ayan. I mean, he started the menagel. We done that months ago. Hecha dach machal al machmer. El shim in the kiyim the kumad rabba shi in the kiyim bebedika. The b'chol yom chayshin and shem amach maschimud. Tire. But since we know that there are according to most Rishonim, and the Rosh presumably is included in that group, as is the Raivan and the Rashba and everybody, that when it comes to Shimon Akiyim, we paskin Shvi Yavo Pisha Ein Rishon, you don't need to have Siktara, so it's no problem. The day before, you say, listen, you need Shimon Akiyim, you didn't need to have Siktara, you do Vadika right now, that Vadika right now is day 7 of Shimon Akiyim, and you're done. That's the Russian compromise. That's Chazar again. Some say you don't need any bedikas whatsoever. That's the first opinion of the Rashba. No bedikas whatsoever. Brings a right from Al-Gemara. The Rosh refutes the right based on a different gears. And the Rosh therefore says, well, you need a bedikas shvi for Shimon Akiyim, but you do not need a hefsek tara. There are all, goes the other way as usual. He says, no, it's like any other woman. You'd have Siktara and Shimon Akiyim like anybody else. So we have three sheikhs. We'll stop here. Mishum tomorrow, we'll go through the Gemara and the Poskim on this important sugya of Dam Chimud, B'siyata D'Shmaya. Thank you for coming to the room on Skype, and hopefully see you tomorrow, B'tisha. Bye.